sack. Is that all you get for your money? And if that's what you have in mind, yeah, if that's what you're all about, good luck moving up, 'cause I'm moving out.
Good morning and welcome to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. You're listening to Becky Ivins, leader of the Becky Ivins team and broker of Movers Real Estate. To contact me anytime, you can just dial 722-3232 or go to BeckyIvins.com all day, every day. That's what we do. We help people sell their homes. We help people buy their homes, help them through life's joyous moments and some not so joyous moments as real estate impacts our life. So give us a call and we're going to help you out. It's 722-3232. Today we're talking about credit scores. And Heather Maddox with Maddox Credit is my guest today. Good morning, Heather.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Doing great. Thank
you. Okay. Well, we're going to talk about credit scores and how the curse of the low credit score, the braggadocious behavior of those with a high credit score. So how did you get into the credit business?
Well, I used to be in the car business, and a lot of the time the people were not getting approved for loans, and we realized we're missing out on a lot of business. And so I started learning about credit, what goes into it, why people are denied, and we started making this work.
So you help people repair their credit score.
Yes.
Repair their credit to up their score.
Right.
Okay. Now, fact is, I was Dave Ramsey's first ELP for real estate in Central Oklahoma.
Wow.
Okay. So in my world, I'm told that credit score doesn't matter.
Right. But it does. Almost everything, I mean, from employment to getting a home, buying a car, even insurance is tied to your credit score.
Renting an apartment.
Right. Is tied to your credit score.
Well, and I'll tell you, if you're if you live the Dave Ramsey model for several years, you get your emergency fund so that you've got 3 to 6 months savings to sustain yourself for between 3 and 6 months. And that 3 to 6 months, what matters on that, by the way, is if you're in a kind of a volatile job,
right.
Well, you need 6 months.
Yeah.
If you're basically, like, say, a nurse or a school teacher, well,
yeah,
that's money. Pretty stable. You're, mm-hmm. You don't usually lose your job there, so maybe 3 months is okay. But then you pay off your debt, and then you don't borrow anymore. So after you do that and you save up a little bit of money, you don't have any activities for, say, 2 years of any credit, what happens?
That's when you're going to have to open a credit card. You're going to have some proof showing your financial responsibility.
Okay. Now, Dave Ramsey would argue that.
I know.
because the fact is, if you're that stable and you've got that much money in the bank and you don't owe anybody anything, a non-credit score can be manually underwritten. But how few, so you can get a home loan without a credit score. You have to be very stable for a good long while to do that. How many of us are that stable?
I think there's probably most of the people have had some type of credit issue. And it may, you know, just because life happens, you know, you go through divorce. I always say sometimes that medical emergencies can, you know, have you almost homeless because you get all these bills and you don't know which way to go on paying them, or and then they start reporting your credit. You may not have any prior, you know, it's not like you're not wanting to pay your bills, but you have all these medical collections and it'll ruin your credit.
Yeah. Anytime you don't pay what you've mm-hmm. promised to pay,
It'll report
very likely affects your credit score. So if you are one of the many who do have a credit score, it's important that that score be high if you're expecting to do anything financial, like rent an apartment.
Right.
They check your credit. Well, like Dave Ramsey went down and tried to rent an apartment in Nashville, and they denied him the ability to rent the apartment because he had no credit score. It's not zero.
Right.
It's just no credit score. Now, he could have bought the entire complex, right?
Right.
So if you're in a position to where you can purchase things and you've got all this savings, that is pretty much a unicorn in today's world. So if you have a credit score, it's important that you keep it high.
Right.
Right? So there's my homage to Dave Ramsey.
I know. He's great.
Well, he does have some solid principles. By the way, I am doing two financial peace classes right now on Monday night and Wednesday night. And if you guys want to, if you, my listeners, want to be involved in a financial peace class, we are going to have a minimum of five classes starting at Oklahoma City First Church of the Nazarene on Northwest Highway, Northwest Expressway, mid-September.
Wonderful.
And our whole church is going through financial peace at one time.
Oh, that's neat.
So that helps everybody because, you know, you can be really chained with the bondage of over debt.
And it's so stressful. Stressful on you, stressful on your family. I mean, it just makes such a difference.
Financial issues is the number one cause for divorce.
Right.
So what we are seeking at our church is some peace for the families that attend. And so if you know someone who wants to go, this is the cheapest way to go, by the way. It's $89. Typically, it's $129. But when our whole church signed up, we get the best discount, which is $89. So if you want to sign up or know someone who needs to sign up and go through a 9-week program, it's once a week for 9 weeks. It's going to be offered at my church. Just call my office and I'm going to tell you about it. 722-3232. Now, Heather, how did you get into the business? How did you get into the credit repair business?
I decided that I wanted to make a difference in people's lives. I really like working with the mortgage industry. I just think that every family deserves that house for their kids. It's just the best part of your life is owning your own home. It's a great savings. People who rent, you'll never get that money back. And so owning your own home is just a great investment.
Okay. Are you ready for a phone call?
Sure.
Good morning, Jim. How can we help you?
Well, when you're talking about not having any credit, the Dave Ramsey style, how about utility bills, the Cox bill, and all that stuff? That's credit, isn't it?
It's not credit. No, it's not, actually. It can be used to verify that you pay things on time, things that reoccur and you're paying for monthly services such as a telephone bill, things you haven't used up yet, basically.
And also, like with your energy bills don't report to the credit bureaus every month. To have a credit score, it's from accounts that are reported to your credit. Now, if you don't pay your utility bill, they will report that against you. But most items like that, your utility bills or your Cox cable or those different things are not reported to the credit bureaus.
But to your point, Jim, if you have substantial sources showing that you do pay your bills, and bills being things that recur monthly that are not debt of something you've purchased and used up, basically, just everyday life expenses, such as your rent, possibly, your telephone bill, your utility bills, that kind of thing, can be used as sources of your financial responsibility when applying for a mortgage. So, even though they're not debt, they're bills. There is a difference. Bills are good. Debt is not something that you strive to have. People have it. Most people have debt, but everybody has monthly bills if you're supporting yourself. And those can be used. I have used, we've got a local bank here, actually, First Liberty Bank is locally owned. It's about a 10-year-old bank, and you can get underwritten without a credit score at that bank. So call me. I can share that with you. 722-3232 is my number. Other callers with your questions, give us a call at 840-1000, 840-1000, and we're going to take some calls when we return right after this break. More with Heather Maddox of Maddox Credit on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000, KTOK. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. You're listening to Becky Ivins, broker of Movers Real Estate and leader of the Becky Ivins Real Estate team, a very energetic and knowledgeable team of folks that work together to help you fulfill your real estate dream, whether it's getting rid of your money pit, buying an investment property, or just buying your dream home or selling something large, going to something small, or vice versa. So to contact me during the week at 722-3232. You can even contact me on the weekend, 722-3232. Miss Deb answers the phone on the weekend. She will call you back, and she will text whoever that message is for. She's going to text you, text us, and tell us who we should be returning the phone call and helping on the weekends. So I'm here with Heather Maddox from Maddox Credit. And Heather, you actually do credit repair. You help people raise their credit scores. Is that right?
Right.
Okay. And to contact Heather, by the way, I'm going to give you her phone number. So get something to write with. And I will give you her phone number right after we take David's call. By the way, if you want to call us with a question, it's 840-1000. If you're listening on iHeart Radio, it is 405-840-1000. Good morning, David.
Hey, good morning, Miss Ivins. Good morning, Miss Maddox. Miss Ivins, always love your show on Saturdays. You know, I wish you were 7 days a week.
Oh, man. You would curse me with having to get up and come to the radio 7 days a week. What did I do to you, David?
No.
Oh, thank you so much. That's quite a compliment.
I'm going to give four or five easy tips that if I can do it, anyone can do it. I call them common sense, but the number one thing I suggest or recommend to people is please invest in yourself. And what I mean by that is anytime you go buy or want to buy something, I always shop. I make my money work for me. So I look for the zero interest for 24 months, but you got to pay that off. If you don't, then they'll slap that. You got to read the fine print, 18 to 24% interest on you. So make your money work for you. Another example, no matter what the payment is, you're making payments. If you can add $20 to it, if you can just maybe save $20 for the whole year and at the end of the year make one extra payment or all this, you know, addition to a payment, it chops stuff down so fast or faster, you know, than 30 years, it'll almost chop it down to 15 or maybe 18 years. You really can't believe it. A trust. I don't know if people want to do a trust or a will, but the reason my wife and I did this, the main reason is for our medical. You know, staying in a hospital for a week is probably more than staying in Hawaii for 3 months. And we have a do not resuscitate, you know, like after 4 or 5 days, pull the plug. Because I don't want financially to bankrupt my estate or my wife.
Well, David, I'm just so sorry that I think you're worth it.
Well, thank you.
Oh, my gosh.
Good medical insurance might be your defense there, by the way. So invest in yourself by buying good medical insurance that pulling the plug is not your option.
Well, no, no. What we don't want is, like, I hate to use her name, Terry Schiavo. You know, I don't want any emotional put into this. I want what I want into this.
So you want to make your own decisions. Well, let's get past that part.
You know, and we gave those to our doctors. So, okay, and then the last thing is investing in yourself. It may sound morbid. Buy and make payments, or if you can pay cash, your funeral, your plot, the services, start getting it done now. Please do not, I'm going to use this word, dump that on your spouse or whoever has to make that decision after the day of or the day after you have passed away. Make payments now. Invest in yourself. And that way it is already done. When that emotion kicks in and sadness really comes in, all you do is go to the funeral home or to the cemetery.
Okay, David, let me kind of cut you off there just a minute.
Okay.
You're going totally contrary here to my financial mentor, Dave Ramsey, has to say. Now, should you have money set aside for your burial? You certainly should. He says don't prepay because who knows if that particular place is even going to be in business when you die.
Well,
but
here's the thing about it, and I'm not advertising for Dignity Memorial, but I asked them, I go, if my wife and I are living in Las Vegas, is she going to have to ship me back to Oklahoma? And they said, oh, no. And now when I drive through cities, I see Dignity Memorial everywhere. She goes, they said, that will transfer something comparable, and if they have the space, anywhere in the United States.
Well, we appreciate your input on that, and we're talking credit scores today. So if you've got a question about credit scores and how they're made up and how you can get yours higher, give us a call at 840-1000. Heather, how long have you done this?
I have been in business over 10 years.
Okay. And before that?
I was a media buyer for 23 years.
Okay. Very good. So that's kind of a commission job, isn't it?
The media buying?
Uh-huh.
Yes,
yeah.
It was.
I love a commission job.
Me too.
Because you get paid for what you make happen.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Okay. But you have learned over the years how to make this work. Tell me what makes up your credit score. What's one of the first things you can do to help raise your credit score?
The first thing is make sure you're paying your bills on time. 35% of your score is payment history. 30% is amount owed. So on those credit cards, make sure that your balances are not more than 30% of your credit limit, or it will lower your credit scores, and it'll lower it quite a bit. 15% is length of history, how long you've had those accounts open. 10% is new credit, which if you go out and you're, you know, trying to get every store credit card, I don't recommend doing that. When you do get a credit card, I do recommend you get one like a Visa or Discover. Make sure, you know, they have great interest rates. But you just don't want to get one where you have to go to a department store and you can only use it there.
Well, listen up, college students.
That's right.
Right?
Yes.
And the types of credit. What are some of the types of credit?
Well, types of credit is revolving credit, which is credit cards, and then installment loans, which would be your car loan, your mortgage, those type of things.
Okay. So the types of credit matter.
Yes, they do.
And do some hurt more than others?
Well, the revolving would. If your balances or if you're maxed out on all your credit cards, it's going to lower your credit scores. Even if you have been paying them on time, having a high balance, it's a credit card's not a savings account. It's supposed to be, you're supposed to show financial responsibility as you use it and pay it.
Okay. Well, we're talking to Heather Maddox. I promised you her number. It is 903-821-6539. Stay tuned. We've got a lot more to come on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000, KTOK. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. You're listening to Becky Ivins, leader of the Becky Ivins Real Estate Team, and with a real estate license number 47388. And I'm here with Heather Maddox, and we're talking credit and what credit's made of and how we can help our credit score. Our word of the day, brought to you by Robbins Roofing, where their word every day is trust. You can trust Robbins Roofing to handle every roofing need, from a little repair to a tear off of three layers and install new decking and ice and water shield and guttering. They are the roofing experts. That's who I trust. Robbins Roofing, 728-3700. Our word of the day today is credit. So what is credit? Well, it's basically the ability of a customer to obtain goods or services before payment. And it's based on the trust that the payment will be made in the future. So get it now, pay it later, right? And that's the society we're in.
The American way.
I know. I know it pains me to think about folks borrowing money. Sometimes it's real essential. Like when you buy a house, very few people can do the 100% down plan. But you need to save up some money and put down on a house before you go try to get a mortgage on it. But they are going to pull your credit score if you don't have a lot of assets and a long history of having those assets and not having to use credit. Then you're going to need a credit score. So Heather, tell us, what is one of the fastest ways that someone can raise their credit score?
One of the best ways I recommend is getting a secure credit card, because a lot of times when you don't have credit or you don't have a credit score.
Without going into more debt, what's one way you can raise your credit score?
Well, you're going to want something that's going to be reporting to the credit bureaus, because it has to report to the credit bureaus to get a credit score.
Right, but you've got debt.
Right.
So but, what can you do to get your credit score up?
Well, but with that is you get that credit card and, you know, even if you bought a pack of gum, pay it off, because you have to have activity reporting.
Okay. What is a fast way, if you don't want to borrow any new money, that you can raise your credit score? Does it matter how much you owe on each credit card?
Mm-hmm. It does. And you've got to make sure that those balances stay below 30% of your credit limit. Having high balances is going to make your scores be a lot higher than what they need to be.
So about, say if you have $10,000 limit on your credit card, how, at what level would you, like if you only owed $100 on it, or say you owe $9,000 on it, at what level do you want to try to keep that?
I recommend paying it off every month, because I think it's better to get in the habit of paying that off. It's so easy to max out a credit card. Life happens, and then you don't pay it back off. You'll think you'll do it next month. Well, then what's going to happen is you're going to have that credit card maxed out, and they go get more credit cards.
Right.
But if you use it as a credit-building tool, you're using it, even if you bought, it doesn't matter the amount. You could go buy a pack of gum and then pay it off that at the end of the month.
Okay. But there's a percentage that's
Having a balance, right. Well, and it doesn't, well, that part is you just don't want to keep a balance of more than 30%. If you pay it off every month, you use it and pay it, that activity is going to report.
Okay. But So you're telling me that don't owe more than $3,000.
Right.
If you have a $10,000 limit.
And it's best just to get in the habit of paying it off every month. You don't want to have that outstanding debt.
Well, that way you're paying your every month for something you've already used up.
Right.
Say groceries or a movie.
Right.
Or
gas in your car.
Yeah, a piece of clothing that you wanted, a piece of jewelry.
Right.
A pedicure. Those things, if they're left unpaid every month, you're living above your means, right?
Right. And you know, I actually have people who will pay their utility bills using a credit card. You're going to pay that bill anyway, so why not use something that's going to help you get a credit, you know, with your credit scores, with reporting to the credit bureaus. So it's, you know, and then they'll just pay it off.
So you're paying your bills.
Right. That you would pay anyway.
Rather than paying debt.
Right. You know what I mean? And that way, it's you would have paid it anyway. It's not an extra thing like going out to dinner or things that necessarily may not be in your budget to be doing. But you would just the cost of living. But it's activity that's reporting to the credit bureaus.
That is a great idea if you're really needing to build up a credit score instead of getting a new credit card, which initially will lower your credit score, right?
Right. It can. A lot of times, most people won't have them. I mean, if they're doing the Dave Ramsey and they're living on cash, they're not going to have that revolving credit. But remember, part of your FICO scoring is part of what kind of types of credit. 10% of your score is types of credit. So you want to have a good balance of installments and revolving.
There you go.
Right.
And so if it is and utility bills, how do they count on your credit score?
Well, what I was talking about that is use that credit card that you have to pay your utility bill.
Right, but it's not Everybody's revolving.
Involved. Well, the credit card is. If you use your credit card to pay your, say, like your electric bill, that was report to the credit bureau.
Oh, I see what you mean there. Mm-hmm. Well, that's to me, that's brilliant.
Right. And then because normally your utility bill wouldn't report for you unless you're not pay it, but the good stuff, unfortunately, it doesn't get reported just whenever you go negative. So
right, right.
That's the hard part about it.
That's too bad, right?
It
because
really
they
is.
Don't. Nobody goes to the credit bureau and says, "Hey, they borrowed $16,000 to buy a car and they paid it off in a year." Yeah. Here's a great mark on your credit. That does actually report.
Right.
But
the
impact of that is sometimes far less than being one payment late on. Like,
right.
I talked to someone this week about buying a house. I said, you know, the owners of your house are getting ready to sell it, the one that you've been renting for 4 years. So could you possibly afford to purchase this house?
Right.
And I know that she could purchase the house financially because the payment is going to be less than what her
rent
has
right.
been. But I said, how is your credit? Well, it's better than it was. It's about $550.
Oh.
And I'm going, $550?
Wow.
Well, I pay my car payment every month. It's just I'm 1 month behind all the time.
Oh, goodness.
So that's going to report negative every single month, isn't it?
It will. And the hard thing is that people don't realize is when you have low credit scores, you're paying more interest. You're paying more. I mean, that could be money that you could be saving yourself and for your family.
Yeah, because the lower your credit score, the higher the interest rate they charge on your credit cards. And that's written into that fine print. They can charge more money.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's awful.
Insurance.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. I know somebody who lives in a house that's worth about $170,000. Their homeowner's insurance is like $3,800 a year because of their credit score.
Right. And that's the hard part about it is people don't realize it costs you a lot of money. And a lot of people are living paycheck to paycheck anyway. But why pay the higher interest rate when you can fix it? It's fixable.
No kidding.
You know, and not only that, it's take that stress off you.
Yeah. So I'm going to give you an example here. Here is just John Public has a poor credit score, and Jane Doe has a good credit score on a car loan, say $25,000 car loan, over a five-year loan. Okay? Jane can get that 1.9% interest because she has a great credit score, you know, that promotional interest they offer. Okay, however, John Public has a credit score of 560. So he purchased the vehicle for $25,000 and financed it for 5 years. His monthly payments are $635 a month. Now, Jane has a credit score of 735. So she purchases the same vehicle for the same amount of money and the same time finance, the 5 years. But her interest rate's 1.9%. So how much would her payments be? It $437. So she saves almost $200 a month over what John is paying. That is $12,000 over the life of that loan of 5 years.
On one vehicle.
On one vehicle.
And that's
so something. If you want to raise your credit score and you need help raising your credit score, you know someone, a family member who needs help, I'm going to give you the phone number. And when we return after our break, I'm going to also ask Heather to, Heather, will you tell us how it is you don't have like a 6 month plan to raise your credit score. You have a different approach, and we're going to talk about that. Heather's number is 903-821-6539. You guys stay tuned for our Smoking Hot Deals. We'll be back right after this with more on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. News Radio 1000 KTOK. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. You have been listening to Heather Maddox of Maddox Credit and to Becky Ivins, me. I sell houses all day, every day. List your house. Study the market. That's the thing. You have to know the market because prices, price is king. You have to know what a house is likely to sell for. So, Heather, tell me how someone can miss an opportunity like buying a home because of their credit score.
Yeah, most lenders are going to require them to have a middle score of a 640. If you put off with
that's 640, right? 640?
Yes. Okay. And most time, with the market being so hot, you have to be pre-approved, and your credit score needs to be a minimum of 640. And knowing that is having a higher credit score, you're going to get a better interest rate.
Right.
And it'll save money.
Interest rates are directly tied to credit scores.
They really are. And wouldn't you rather have be able to afford more house because your credit scores are higher than to be paying a higher payment towards interest?
Not unusual to be able to buy a $20,000 better house if you have a higher credit score, same payment.
Right.
Right?
Exactly.
So there are laws designed to protect consumers. What are some of those?
Well, the Fair Credit Reporting Act is the big one. By law, you have the right to dispute anything that's on your credit, especially the negative items on your credit. Everybody should check their credit report at least once a year. That's why you get a free one.
Where do you do it for free?
Annualcreditreport.com.
It's free.
It's
free. Annualcreditreport.com. Now, can you check all three credit bureaus?
Yes. And you want to do that because not all creditors will report to all three. But, you know, today with identity theft, you want to make sure nobody else is using your credit. Because a lot of times people, if you're on the Dave Ramsey plan, you're not using your credit. So if somebody opened a credit card in your name and it's going to a different address, you would never know unless you pulled by your Social Security number what is being reported against, you know, about you. And you just want to make sure all that information is correct. If you've moved a lot of people won't update their, you know, they don't make it a habit of updating their driver's license and that kind of thing. That's important. Identity theft happens is because people do not update their personal information. Keep those addresses accurate. You want to always just secure yourself. But your credit bureau is going to have that information in that.
Okay. Now, you, RESPA.
Yes.
Is one of the laws I notice on here. HIPAA.
Yes.
Most people have heard of HIPAA.
Right.
And that's the Privacy Act in on your health records, basically.
Right.
RESPA is a Real Estate Settlement and Procedures Act. We realtors and lenders definitely know what that is. There are certain laws that
right.
you certainly must follow. What can be done to fix your credit?
Well, anything that's inaccurate or unverifiable, that it can be deleted. If the by law, the creditors are the ones that have to keep the accurate information about you, say from credit balances to late pays, collections, that are the negative things that they can report. But if they cannot legally verify that that information is correct, then they have to delete it.
Okay, so if it's inaccurate or unverifiable, you can get it taken off your credit report,
right.
correct?
Right.
Okay, now, can a client do this for themselves?
They sure can. That's why I recommend getting that free credit report. And you really just kind of, you know, you can go to, you know, nowadays you can Google anything. You can go to Google the Fair Credit Reporting Act and understand that. And then I always recommend put everything in writing. Write to the credit bureaus and explain why that account that you're disputing. That we always have a paper trail. Keep everything in writing. But yes, they definitely can do that themselves.
Okay, but if you don't have the savvy to know how to do it yourself, that's what you do, right?
You
can hire someone to do it.
It is.
Okay.
I use a law firm to do mine, write them, because they know every law. You know, laws change all the time. Even with the HIPAA laws, a lot of people don't realize medical collections, that could be a violation of your HIPAA law. And so when that doctor's office sells that information to a collection agency, like they do, there's a lot of different things on there that, you know, the law firm, they keep up with all that legal for you.
Okay. So your company, Maddox Credit,
yes.
does a fix of credit scores. I mean, you make a business out of helping people raise their credit scores.
We do. And what we do differently than most credit repair companies is that we have no long-term. Because if the account is accurate and verified, you're not going to get it deleted. So there's no reason to keep disputing and charging that customer every month to dispute it. I don't care. If it's accurate, you're not going to get it deleted.
So if you've been late on your house payment 3 times, more than 30 days late, and it's on your credit report, and it's verifiable, that's what you cannot have
right.
taken off your credit report.
Right. And I have seen where if you get back and you're, you know, life happens. So say if you do have a medical emergency and you do get behind on something, if you would talk to your creditors. Tell them what's going on. Give them, you know, tell them what's going on with your, you know, that, you know, got behind because your husband lost his job. But he's back, has his job back now, and you're back paying those payments. If you will talk to them, sometimes they will give you a grace and remove those. Especially if you've been paying on time all up to that, to when, you know, he lost his job. A lot of times they will be courteous and remove those.
Okay.
But you have to, you know, it's like I said, it's all about asking and communicating with your creditor what's going on in your life.
Okay, so in my experience, people are either a slave to credit or they're a master of it. If you have been a slave to credit, you've got bad credit score and you need some help, I want you to call my office. I'm going to put you in touch with Heather. And her, what is your fee, Heather?
We charge $200.
$200, a one-time fee. Listen, next week, we're going to be back here again. Give me a call at 722-3232. Thanks for listening to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000 KTOK. Thank you, Heather.
Thank you.